Up and Let Me Go, de Ting Tings bij Kink. Waar je net al een stuk uit de live sessie hoorde van Jake Buck. Zombieland speelde die in de Kink Live Bunker. Zometeen hoor je ook nog I Wrote the Book. En Jim sprak hem toen hij hier was bij Kink. Ook nog over het nieuwe album van Jake Buck.
You can really tell that since your debut, it is the most like rock and roll album that you've made since then. So, so many great guitar riffs in there.
Thank you.
Did it feel like coming home musically, sort of?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been an interesting couple of last few years, and I've tried to try different things and experiment. And I thought this time around it would be just I think maybe just play it kind of to my strengths and try and go back to all that music I grew up listening to as well, and not to be too shy about the guitar as well. And it felt like it. But natural progression of the first two albums, I think, a little bit as well.
And you speak in the album about, for example, the opening track and the first single is Zombieland. It's about people like kind of running in circles, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, it was kind of based on this character that's just kind of caught up in this, in this brutal cycle of reality. And no matter how hard they work, they just kind of, they're kind of just working to live pretty much. And I think that affects a lot of people in society as well. And I've seen it a lot. And it's just kind of based on this one character and their life just going around in circles pretty much. So.
Yeah, so you mentioned earlier, also in other interviews, that it's hard to stay in the business like you are. I mean, the focus is on like new bands constantly.
Yeah,
how do you find it after being 12 years in the scene?
Yeah, I mean, there's up and downs. It's I don't think it's very often any career is kind of an upward trajectory all the time, and that's life as well. It's like sometimes are better than others, but at the same time, whenever it does get tough, I just do what I've always done and seek refuge in the music itself, and I've done that ever since I started playing as a young boy. So.
And what is the one thing that people that you would like people to take away from the album as a whole?
I think for me, in kind of most of my music, and pretty much all of that, no matter how sad or a song may be, or as depressing it might get at times, I always try and put a little element of hope in there. And I think if someone can, who's feeling down about the way life is for them at the moment, and if they could take some sort of inspiration or some sort of hope away from the album, then that's kind of what it's meant for, really. It's to something to seek comfort in.
Took a wrong turn down a dead-end street. I fell into another bar. I shook off the rain, pulled up a seat and drowned my weary heart. An old man sat down next to me, a beer stitched on his face. He said, "You better take it easy, son, you'll never leave this place." I laughed and bought another drink and a double for him too. I told him all my struggles and the hate I'm going through. The broken dreams, the things I've seen, the people I've let down. He raised a glass and half a smile and bought another round. He said, "Don't tell me, 'cause you know I wrote the book. Trouble's been my shadow for so long. But the gotta leave your life before you're dead and gone." We laughed and cried for hours as we drank away the night. He spoke of sins and celebration, the stories of his life. "Son, you think you've got it tough, as bad as it can get. But I've seen my share of ups and downs, and you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Trouble's been my shadow for so long. But the words I wrote, they won't do you any good. You gotta leave your life before you're dead and gone." too much and everyone's gone home. But let's have one more for the good times and one more for the road. One more for the road. Don't tell me, 'cause you know I wrote the book. Trouble's been my shadow for so long. Gotta live your life before you're dead and gone. You gotta live your life before you're dead and gone.
Jake Buck en I Wrote the Book Live in de King Live Bunker. Mocht je het nog een keer willen horen, of misschien ook de beelden erbij willen zien, of nog naast I Wrote the Book en ook Zombieland, die je net hoorde, een derde track, Troubled Town, erbij willen hebben. Even geduld, AUB, binnenkort de beelden van deze live sessie op kink.nl en in de Kink-app. En zometeen op Kink muziek van Oasis, Sam Fender en ook 30 Seconds to Mars.
Kink.
Hallo, Odido hier. We hebben mooie Black Friday deals voor je. Wat denk je van een unlimited sim-only abonnement op ons supersnelle 5G-netwerk? Nu vanaf €20 per maand